Dolan.
This is Liz Dolan.
This is Sheila Dolan.
This is Monica Dolan.
This is Leanne Dolan.
News, talk, and laughs. We tackle the world one cup of coffee at a time.
One cup of coffee at a time.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
Satellite Sisters
to Satellite Sisters to Go.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go. This is Leanne here in Los Angeles with my sister Sheila. Julie's in Dallas today, and Monica is in Portland, Oregon. How's everybody? Great?
Oh, I'm really happy today.
Okay, good, because we were super concerned. Yeah, right?
Yes, I know. No, I'm going to tell you all about it, Leanne. Oh, I'm excited.
All right, first let me thank VTech Phones. They support Satellite Sisters to Go, so we ask that you support them. And don't forget, you can still enter our Jack Johnson contest. Just go to satellitesisters.com. Still time to do that, but tick-tock. All right, we are going to get to Sheila's situation because you are going through the summer of love. You have a question that you want to pose to the sisters. Now, do you want us to answer honestly, or should we try to keep you positive?
No, I would like you to be honest with me for once in your lives.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's like the boyfriend I brought home for Thanksgiving. You all knew he was gay.
Yeah.
I did not know,
yeah.
And you didn't tell me. So today is the day I need honest answers from all of you.
Okay, Julie, Monica, I'm counting on you because I'm sitting right next to her. So you're going to have to be honest, all right?
All right.
You
all
can
right.
do it. Later on in the show, the lab rats are going to be here, and you are testing what, Monica?
Oh, this is exciting. Whole wheat pasta.
Oh,
not as exciting as celebrity perfume, but there isn't a lot of celebrity pasta out there, so we're just going to do whole wheat pasta.
Oh, yeah.
And rumor has it Sheila cooked something.
I did, because it only involved one pot and boiling water, so I could do it. I cooked some nice whole wheat pesto pasta, Leanne, with sliced green peppers.
I saw that. You actually made that?
Yes, Leanne.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's all related to my summer of love. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, fantastic. And also, there was a story online that we saw that both Julie and I emailed to Monica. And Julie, the whole concept was that there you could actually live with just 100 things, right?
That's what it is. It's the 100 thing challenge. And I think among the satellite sisters that there's going to be one sister that's going to be able to meet this challenge, to only
Ooh.
Have 100 things in your possession.
I only have about 5 things, so I think I've already won the contest.
I've got 100 things in my purse, Sheila. Yeah. I am so not in this contest.
All right, but first, all right, Sheila, you need our help.
It's
is your summer of love. You're out there. You're searching. What do you need us to do?
Well, first, let me tell you once again, the summer of love is my 3-month concerted effort to find the one. So I gave myself a summer, and it goes against everything everyone has ever told me. Oh, you have to wait till fate steps in. Oh, you know, the right man will find you. I've waited 12 long years since my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Has the right man found me yet?
No, not yet.
So I went online, set up a beautiful online profile called The Summer of Love.
Yeah.
That's right. An easy breezy Sheila online for men to see. I am writing men on the internet. I am setting up dates. I am asking all my friends. I am blogging about it. I am ready to find the one. Now, I've scheduled a couple dates.
Right.
And I'm really, really excited about those. And you helped vote online. You know, I did a polling with the outfits I should wear for the first date. Thank you very much. Looks like the Swedish outfit is winning. But here is my question to you, because I want to date a variety of men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally I only date
unemployed,
out of work, without a car.
Right.
Men who have are confused
issues
about their sexuality.
Yes.
All right. So we're done with that.
All right. Good idea.
We are done with that. Now, I have scheduled a date with a younger man. When I say younger, 36, which to me is a grown-up age. I don't consider that much younger. But here's the thing. Because of where I'm at in my life and because of his age, I am considered what people have been calling a cougar. You know, I am the older woman.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. First, I want to know, do you think I would be better off with the younger man? Because I have not dated younger men in general. I've stayed away from younger men. I usually date older men, so I want to ask you that first. And the other thing is, what is the deal with this term cougar? I mean, I don't consider myself, you know, I'm not out there hunting down little cubs in clubs and bars. Do you know what I mean? That
right.
is not me.
Right.
And if a man is in his 30s, I consider him a grown-up. So I don't consider myself a cougar. I just consider myself open. So, Liam, can we start with you? What are your feelings on that?
Well, I think if you want to date an older man or a younger man, go for it. You know, I think that's fine. But
here's
the thing. I don't delude yourself that you're not in competition with younger women.
Oh, and I think why'd you have to say that?
I know, I'm sorry. You want it honest. I mean, I think that's where the term cougar comes in. I'm not for that term. I don't know where it came from or why it entered the vernacular. I think it has something to do with the television show. But I think you are actually going to be in competition with women that are quite a bit younger.
Yes.
And you have to be aware of that. You may be open and good for you, but that sounds slightly naive to me.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
you are young for your age, Sheila.
And I'm young-spirited.
You're young-spirited.
And I'm immature.
In many ways, very immature. Not really that financially stable, much like a younger woman.
Ouch.
But you're not that young.
Okay.
I mean, there are women younger than you.
No, I hear you, Leanne.
So I think you may say open, but you do have to be aware that there are a lot of women out there that you're now competing for, even though I'm not crazy about that term. I think you have to be realistic.
All right. Leanne, thank you for your honesty. Julie?
Sheila,
as my older sister,
I know.
How do you feel about dating younger men?
You know, I'm rooting for you, Sheila. You know, I am so proud of you because you've kept your light on. You're working hard at this, and we talk about it sometimes. And Sheila,
all the time, I call you for advice.
I know. I don't want to see you dating younger men.
Why not,
I think
Julie?
It's the wrong direction.
Really?
I think you've got to go for the older man. You want maturity and security. You want a man to be who is mature enough to be able to appreciate you, your talents, not be jealous of your success, that they're settled enough in
their
life.
That's true. I am successful.
I know.
No, Julie, I know what you mean. That is right.
But more importantly, you want to date someone where you have shared experiences.
And like the same musical taste, same decade?
Yes, same musical taste, watch the same TV shows, experience the same kind of things. And then there's the security. That, number one, I think a mature man, an older man, is more secure in who he is. And there
you
might
mean
even
money.
Be,
you mean the house.
There might even be some financial security in there,
Julie,
too,
no,
Sheila.
No. I hear you, Julie. As my big sister, you've often taken that tack that I should date someone with a home.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, a younger man could have a roommate, for instance. I mean, that's very common in
LA. How much younger are you talking?
Right.
What are you looking at, 21?
Well,
or?
If there's an unsuccessful 30-year-old man, he might be with a roommate in L.A. That's what happens. Now, the younger man that I have scheduled a date with, I don't think has a roommate, but I think he has limited space and sleeping accommodations. I think there are problems there in terms of his financials. So that's what I know so far. And, you know, I'm not in the position.
Do you mean a fold-out couch?
Right.
I mean, what is limited sleeping accommodations?
I think,
you're just going to go out to dinner with him?
Well, I heard that he might sleep on a Pilates mat or something like that.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Yeah, no. Believe me, that's not where I'm going with this. I just want to meet someone young or, you know, appropriate who's going to appreciate me. Now, Monica, what do you think?
Well, Sheila, I have a couple of friends who have dated younger men that were a decade younger than they were. And I have to tell you, it energized them.
That's all.
Like Ginkgo Balboa or whatever?
Yes. I would say they appeared more youthful. They were like getting out and about.
Getting something.
They were... I think that may have been part of it. There was a lot of physical activity. Out and about physical activity. I think it energized them. I think as long as you don't go too young. You don't want someone you're babysitting for.
No. I know.
You don't want a man you're going to have to teach things to.
I know. You want it to be a mutual relationship,
right,
Sheila?
I think the older man you could run into if you stick in the mud situation. That's bad.
Because I am.
I don't care how nice.
He could be stuck in his home, but that's he would have the home, Monica.
All right. I mean, you are a young person, Sheila. You have a lot of energy.
Thank
You're
you.
Very plugged into the world, and well, not really.
I was going to say
current events. You're not really plugged, but you're plugged into pop culture.
Right.
You know what's happening out there.
Yes, I know what's happening out there. Now, what do you feel about the term cougar, Monica?
No, it's awful.
Okay.
I mean, I know what happens, though.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo, you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, Liz. Your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
Well, you know what I resent too? It's somehow creepier for older women, a woman to be with a younger man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't they call older men cougars?
Or leopards or something.
Some member of the cat family.
Exactly.
You know, the term cougar, though, to me implies that plastic surgery is involved. I don't know why.
I agree with you,
Leah. I think there's just something like that they have gotten some work done to make themselves appear younger.
Now, I did go to the dermatologist yesterday,
sure,
but I didn't have any work done.
Right.
I just had some things addressed. No, because I want to be ready for the summer, love. Right. I want to put my best self out there. And I feel like I'm looking good these days.
Mm-hmm. You are, Sheila. No, you're
I
young.
I just bought my
fit.
New foundation.
You're doing all the right things.
Right.
And I think the cougar term is really derogatory.
It is.
I mean, it sounds like it's very manipulative, you know, that you know, the woman is somehow, you know, has power over this younger man. That would never be the situation.
But you wouldn't be embarrassed if I went out with a younger man, would you? As to my sisters, would you feel that that's creepy?
Again, the how young is a factor.
Yeah.
Well, 36.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. I just want to check with you because...
You know he won't be after you for your money. I'm just being honest.
All right.
You can rule that out.
No, I just wanted to clear it with you because I think, you know, I never do clear things with you. So I'm
for the younger guy.
Okay, well, good. I'm excited then. All right, so that is one of my dates with the younger man. And so I am getting excited for that. And we are planning an activity, actually. We are going to plan, you know, what activity we would like to do. But, I mean, I was reading that, you know, almost 50% of women, you know, between the ages of 40 and 55 do date younger men now.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's a huge percentage.
It is.
It must be the energizing factor. Must be the ginkgo biloba factor.
But I don't want a cub. I just want somebody who's fun, who likes me for me, who's got, you know, who can meet, you know, my expectations somehow, who's funny, who's smart, all of that. And, again, who just really likes me. I think that's the most important thing.
It is, Sheil. We really like you.
Thank you, sister.
We're really rooting for you,
Sheil.
We
are.
Oh, so Summer of Love. I mean, thank you so much for checking in with me. But check back because all of the dates will be filmed. This is the great thing. You will be able to see me on these dates. I know, it's my own reality show.
I know it is. I know you love it.
You know I love it. You know it's great. And I'm having a really good time.
All right, we're the Satellite Sisters. Stay with us. You can always go to satellitesisters.com to find out everything you need, including links to see Sheila's dates and more if you haven't been following along. Later on in the show, the lab rats are here. They're testing, hold on to your hats, whole wheat pasta. Stay with us. We're the Satellite Sisters. Listening to Satellite Sisters to Go. Leanne, Sheila, Monica, and Julie here today. The lab rat's coming up later. You can always go to satellitesisters.com if you have any questions about anything. Check out Sister Spot or just email us at satellitesisters.com. Sheila has a correction.
Yes. Just a minute ago when we were talking about cougars and their cubs,
yes.
I just threw out a stat there that was totally false, as I do sometimes. I totally made it up. I knew I had read it. It's not 50% of women, but it's a large number. 34% of women over the age of 40 are dating younger men. So I got a little nervous there when Leanne said, your research, look down. I'm going at this with my heart, Leanne, not my head.
I know, so but I you to... highlighted. I thought you wanted to.
Well, that's because I wanted to impress you.
All right. All right. Speaking of research, Julie and I both sent Monica the same article. Julie, explain what the article was.
Time magazine reported on a blog written by a guy named Dave Bruno. And the name of his blog is guynameddave.com.
Uh-huh.
And on his blog, he has put out a challenge. It's called the 100 Thing Challenge. And it's a grassroots movement for normal people, he says, to whittle down their personal possessions to 100 items.
I mean, think about that. Does that Christmas ornaments?
It includes Christmas ornaments, Leanne.
I mean, you're dead, Leanne. Well, you cannot do this.
Leanne, after you sent me that article, and Julie also emailed it to me, I have just been mulling it over all week. Mm-hmm. I thought, 100 things, is it really possible? And then I looked around and I realized I have 100 things on my desk right now.
Right.
I mean, I have like 6 flare pens, but I've been to Dave's blog.
It's a huge number.
Yeah. I've been to
guynameddave.com.
Wow.
Guynameddave.com. And I've been following his story. Now, he did set out some rules for himself because he's married and he has a family. So his 100 things do not include, for instance, the furniture. Things he shares with his family, but they do include personal items, you know, so he's just trying to get rid of extra clothes, extra like cosmetics. He's down to one pen. He started using a spork.
I saw that,
oh,
Monica.
I enjoy sporks.
You do?
Yes, as a former first grade teacher. I mean, my kids always ate with sporks. It's a lot easier. One utensil for everything.
I mean, that's a man catcher.
And he's going to give himself a... sport. He's going to give himself a while to whittle it down to 100 things and then see if he can live with just his 100 things for a year.
All right. So it's all about decluttering your life and purging yourself of unnecessary belongings. And he's selling them on eBay, Monica, like he gave away or sold his iPod, his guitar, his baseball jersey that was signed by Pete
Rose. I can see Leon saying, good for him. What are you doing? Yeah, you don't care.
Don't those things give him pleasure? His iPod and his guitar? What is he going to do? Sit alone with his spork and his flair? What the?
He's going to try to focus more on his family. And
how about
people.
That? It's about, you know, it's just not having things run your life. You know, I mean, I've moved a lot. I've had to move my things a lot. So really, I have had moments where you think about paring down. Do you really need this? Do you really have to live with this? Wouldn't it be better to give it to someone else or to sell it or, you know, do something else with it?
I know it's possible because I've done it. I did it first when I was a traveling nurse. Leon, remember when I moved to California?
Yes.
I was a traveling nurse. Everything I owned fit in that VW Rabbit. I think I had less than 100 things. I had a beach chair. I had a bicycle. I had one set of sheets. I might have had a spork.
Right.
I had one plate, one cup, one pot.
And it six flares.
It was a very simple life, but you're right. Once I moved into a home, it's like you want things around you.
A few things?
Yeah, your books help you. It's like, do I really want to get rid of the patio furniture? No, because I like to eat dinner outside in the summertime.
Right.
You know, last night I went and bought a new hose. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, Monica, very daring.
But see, Monica, I thought of any of the sisters, you might be the one that could take up this 100-thing challenge.
Well, I have been thinking about it, and I'm going to be following Dave on his blog, and I am going to be getting rid of some of the extra junk I don't need.
Right, because you lead a pretty austere lifestyle, Monica.
Yeah, but my house is filled with CDs and books and certainly
pictures.
All the junk that we bought for lab rats. I mean, I got to get rid of that stuff.
All right. Well, I like my lab rat stuff because it's the only food I have in the house. Speaking of food, I read an article about a restaurant in Brooklyn that I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Okay.
It's this great restaurant. It's one of our favorite words, Monica. It's called artisanal. You know, we just love that word, don't we?
Yes, we do. We put it in front of a lot of things that are not artisanal.
Yes, we do. We just plug it in. You know, this is an artisanal pen. You know, it's one of a kind. Well, anyway, it only serves two things, this restaurant in Brooklyn. So it basically serves a pizza margarita, which is a really nice pizza with basil and tomato and cheese, and chocolate chip cookies. That's it. They have.
That's a strange combo.
Yeah, I know.
It's like cookies and couscous.
Right. There's no takeout. There are no slices. There's no delivery. It's just that the owner, you know, knows how to make a mean pizza. It was a pizza restaurant. And then his girlfriend wanted something sweet after dinner one night, and he decided to bake her up some chocolate chip cookies. So that's it. Just pizza and cookies. That's a carb lover's dream, right, Leanne?
But it's just one kind of pizza.
Yeah, pizza margarita. I'm fine with that.
But you don't get the salad, too? A green salad
Julie,
on the side?
Two things, pizza and chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
All right. So it got me thinking, what two things would you like to have in your restaurant?
Oh, that's...
Just talk about whittling things down.
Right.
What two things mean the most to you in terms of food?
Sandwiches and a side of coleslaw.
Jeez.
I don't even have to think about it.
Monica,
that's what I'm
serving.
Are
you kidding?
Yep.
Really?
All right.
That's a perfect combination to me.
All right.
Maybe just one kind of sandwich, like a turkey sandwich.
Okay, so
I think it sounds like you really have to pare it down.
You do.
To that.
You have to just strip it down. So what, any names for your restaurant? Do you sandwich and sides or
sandwich and slaw?
Sandwich and slaw, that's good.
Sammy's and slaw.
Okay, good. Okay.
Now, Sheila, I would have gone for a pizza and salad. That's a good combo. But for me, I could either do hummus and pita, tomatoes and feta, or salsa and cottage cheese.
Oh, God. Okay, Julie, those are good choices. I like that. Well, I consider dipping too. Now, I would like to serve first. The first course would be Leon's hot spinach artichoke dip. Okay. I mean, that is a perfect. That's almost a meal.
It is
almost a meal because it's got your protein, your sour cream, right?
Cream gonna cheese. Need some sporks.
It's got spinach, and then you serve it with those great water crackers.
Mm-hmm.
That is delicious.
Thank you, Sheil.
So warm out of the oven, and then I thought a nice cost saving, you know, second course would be a nice chopped salad.
Oh, no, but that's many things. That's not two things, Sheila.
No,
that's multiple things in a first course, dip and crackers.
It's two things. It follows the pizza and chocolate chip cookie.
No, I don't think it follows. I think that's
salad.
A violation
All right.
of the two
I'm,
things.
I'm fine with
okay,
that.
Okay, thank you, Leanne.
I'm fine
You're from
that.
California. You understand the chopped salad.
Yes, and I would serve peanut butter English muffin. And cranberry seltzer. Those two things.
Oh, that is. I had that snack the other day.
These are the two things you can get at mine.
Oh, my God. I love that snack.
Yeah, butter and berry.
That is a good combo.
Thank you, Sheil.
Oh, I'm going to your restaurant.
Okay.
You can come to mine.
I'll go into yours, too.
Yeah, sandwich and slaw. I don't know. Julie, I don't even understand your restaurant. All righty.
All right. Well, speaking of food, the lab rats have tackled whole wheat pasta because they are working for you day and night. So coming up next, we have the lab rats on Satellite Sisters. Stay with us. You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go. Lee and Liz and Sheila here. And hey, Sheila, can I just tell you how much I am enjoying Sheila's Summer of Love?
I'm so glad you like it. I'm having so much fun, Leanne. I'm having my life videotaped. Of course, you know I have 3 months.
You've always wanted that.
Yes.
Basically, if you haven't checked this out, Sheila has her own show at SatelliteSisters.com called Sheila's Summer of Love.
That's right. I am going on the internet. I am blogging. I am videotaping lots of diaries about finding the one this summer. I'm putting all my efforts into finding the man. I think it's going to work, Leanne.
I think so, too, because you look fantastic in the videos. If you haven't seen Sheila's Summer of Love videos, you can go to SatelliteSisters.com on our homepage. You can't miss the icon that says Sheila's Summer of Love. It's groovy, and it will take you through to all the videos Sheila's done about her dating history, how she filled out her profile, her manifest wall.
Oh, good stuff. But you know what? I need your help. I need people to go to Sheila's Summer of Love and take a few moments to post a comment to me because I need all the help I can get still.
You need positive reinforcement.
I do. I do, Leanne.
It's tough out there in the dating world.
And I already, you know, I know a little bit about it, but this time I'm going back with fresh eyes, and I still need your help. Go to Sheila's Summer of Love. It's going to be a fun summer.
And going back with fresh eyes, that is the key. You're so positive and optimistic in these videos and in your posts. Good for you. But I got to say, if you've ever been a little curious about what the cozy cottage looks like and what the cozy couch looks like, it's all in the videos.
These
are filmed inside the cozy cottage.
Oh, people are going to get scenes of the grotto coming up, the cozy kitchen coming up,
Montana Ave,
drug town.
This is Sheila's life, people.
Maybe even Baja Fresh, Leanne.
Wow. So it's a multimedia extravaganza. Check out Sheila's Summer of Love. If you have single friends who are searching for the one, too, they would love to see this. So make sure you forward it on to them or let them know about it because Sheila's Summer of Love is lasting for 90 days. We want you to dig it. We want you to recommend it. We want you to give it the thumbs up. Come on, Snoopy. Put your comments down at Sheila's Summer of Love. We're the Satellite Sisters. Stay with us for more Satellite Sisters to Go.
Rats.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? And that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's Framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
We are the Satellite Sisters, everyone. It's time right now for Lab Rats. That's right. Sheila Dolan in Los Angeles, my little sister Monica in Portland, Oregon. Lab Rats is that special time of the show when Monica and I road test consumer products and report back to you on our findings.
Well, Sheila, I am still recovering from the Celebrity Perfumes expose last week.
Wow.
I'm still scrubbing off the Shania Twain.
Yes.
Trying
I know.
To get rid of the lingering scent.
You went into a coma, didn't you?
Of Shania
for
Twain.
A few hours after
Ooh,
that?
Whoa. Ooh, that was rough. But anyways, this week we took it easy. And the Lab Rats, we cooked up some whole wheat pastas.
Cooking is never easy for me. But yes, we took it easy.
Well, I established that you had the basic materials. You had a pot and you could boil water.
Yes. You asked me, can you boil water? Isn't that sad?
It's a good question, Monica.
So we tested dried whole wheat and wheat blend pasta.
Now, this is a new thing.
Yeah. These are made with semolina flour. Some of them are a blend of durum wheat, semolina, flaxseed. I mean, the good thing about whole wheat pastas is they fill you up. So theoretically, you would eat less pasta. Okay.
Theoretically.
But they also contain a lot of fiber and protein, more fiber and protein than regular white pasta. So we tested the DiCecco whole wheat pasta, Ronzoni's Healthy Harvest whole wheat blend pasta, and the Berea Plus multigrain pasta.
I like anything with a plus. You know, added vitamins, right. Added fiber.
Sure.
I'll take
you
it.
Fall for those gimmicks.
I totally do. Okay, my methodology and what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a man. I think I told you about that.
But you say that every week.
Still so, funny, though.
No, I would like a man who could cook. But you know what? I went out there and I did some cooking this week by myself because I think I can do a pasta dish. If I meet a man on the Summer of Love, I could do my whole wheat pasta dish that I made. Because you know why? Because it's a one-pot meal. I have the saucepan, and I have the lid that matches, okay. And I have boiling water, which I like. No more sautéing in my kitchen. You know why? Sustained a leg wound, you know, cooking the chicken a few weeks ago.
Right.
My dermatologist looked at that. He said I should have gotten stitches.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. Oh, yeah. That was a major wound.
Your dermatologist just tells you what you knows you want to hear.
It's a he, Monica, and I do like him. But anyway, all right. What I want really is I want a nutty whole wheat flavor. What, Leanne?
Should have gotten stitches. But you had to watch Top Chef, right? That was your problem.
No, I want a nutty whole wheat flavor. If I'm going to eat healthy, I want it to taste healthy. I don't care if I don't like white pasta at all. In fact, I stopped eating it 20 years ago. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Surprising news.
Yes,
Sheila.
I did. I just wanted to share that with you. So I am just getting back into pastas. I love the whole wheat blends. Monica, what are you looking for?
Oh, good. Well, the challenge with whole wheat pasta is that you have to cook it long enough so it's not chewy and hard, but you can't overcook it or it turns to mush. So here's how I prepared it. I did a lot of water, used a lot of water, salt, and then I cooked all three brands together, but I added...
Who told you to do that?
Well,
who told
you did.
You suggested.
I was going to say Alton Brown on the Food Network, but it was you, Sheila.
Thank you for giving me credit on that. I said, why don't we test all three brands right in the same pot?
Yeah, but you had to add them at the right time.
Leanne didn't.
That is the most outrageous methodology.
Yeah, wow, what an idea. Let's talk about that more. Okay.
Anyways, I prepared them. I made a very simple preparation. I just use a little butter, olive oil, and a little grated Parmesan cheese.
Yum.
I'm looking for a little bit of body to the pasta, a little bit more than the white stuff. But I don't want it to be chewy and taste like cardboard.
Or
and
have an aftertaste.
I have had that happen to me before.
That is rough.
It's unfortunate.
Yes. All right, let's start with the Dicecco whole wheat macaroni. It has 7 grams of fiber, 8 grams of protein. This is a high quality pasta, Monica.
I told you. It's one of the best of dried pastas, I think.
It's from Italy. I tried the Dicecco Fusilli just like you did. I didn't feel that the flavor was nutty enough for me, Monica. I felt it tasted a lot like white pasta. I'm going to give it one paw up, though, for the high-quality semolina.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you analyzed the semolina.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Dicecco brand, but this was the only pasta that we tasted that was pure whole wheat, so it was darker and coarser than the other ones. You know what? I didn't like it, Sheila. Well, I have to say.
It's okay. You have an opinion.
I wanted to. It was grainy. I cooked it the 12 minutes, just like the package said. I've got to give it a one paw down.
Oh.
I did not like the Dicecco.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go on to the Ronzoni Healthy Harvest Whole Wheat Blend. 6 grams of fiber, 7 grams of protein. I love the Ronzoni name. Ronzoni sono buoni. Ronzoni is so good. Who remembers that? Not you, little lady.
Your young date won't remember that, Sheila. Yeah.
That was the Ronzoni ad when we were growing up. It was a fabulous ad. I love this, that it has so much fiber, Monica, and the protein. I cooked the Healthy Harvest Ronzoni rotini, Monica.
Ooh, I cooked the penne.
And now this has omega-3s in it. I love add-ons. I absolutely love this product. Two paws up.
Oh, all right. I like the Ronzoni. I cooked the penne pasta. I cooked it just like they said, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Came out slightly mushy. Oh, I was a little bit disappointed. So
high altitude, maybe? No, not in Portland. Okay,
not
go
Portland.
On.
Not
go on.
Not where I live, in the lowlands of Portland. It was a little bit mushy. I'm going to give it just one paw up. It was not my favorite of the three, but my favorite's coming up.
All right, let's go to the last. Barilla Plus multigrain pasta, 10 grams of protein.
I think it's just Barilla.
Barilla. Mm-hmm. Okay, does it come with the sexy Italian waiter from the ad? That's what I want to know, because that's what I needed to make this meal complete. Only one paw up for the Barilla, Monica. Again, Ronzoni was my favorite. What did you feel?
I thought the Barilla was the best.
I loved
the Fusilli or Fusilli. It had a heft to it without being chewy. It was delicious. Out of all three, cooked in the same pot of water for the prescribed amount of time for each one, this one hands down, or two paws up, was my favorite.
Okay.
It was the best.
All right, let's recap our findings. This is Sheila. I love the Ronzoni Healthy Harvest. I will cook this again. And for your eating pleasure today, I made a nice pesto pasta with green peppers. Now, the pesto is not homemade.
Right.
But it's a jar that I bought. And it came out really nicely. Our engineer, Kia, giving me two thumbs up for that. Monica loved the Barilla pasta, multigrain. So that's it. Monica, do we have anything on our plan for next week?
I think we should do something in the summer skin category.
Oh, I'm going to
I don't
to
know what
that.
That would be, but I feel like I could use some help with
all
summer
right.
skin.
Well, there are all sorts of shimmer lotions out there and shaving creams. You know, we like to do that from time to time, don't we, Monica?
Yes, we do.
Every once in a while, we shave our legs. All right, so that's it for the lab rats this week. It was a lot of fun.
If you have any suggestions for the rats, you know, you can always send them to us at satellitesisters.com. And while you're there, make sure you enter our Jack Johnson Satellite Sisters Getaway Weekend Contest. Just a couple more days to enter. You know, the contest ends June 27th. So we want to encourage you to get as many entries as you can in the last couple of days. We have loved getting your emails, Monica. We have time for just one or two. Do you have a couple of those?
Yeah, I have a great one. Even though it's a random drawing, we love hearing your answers to who do you call when you want to connect with someone, when something great happens in your life or not so great happens in your life. I love this letter. It came from Linda and it came from Christy. Now, they both entered. So they doubled their chances of winning.
Good way okay? to go. Mm-hmm.
Linda said, we met on the Coast Guard spouse's website 8 or 9 years ago, one lonely afternoon when both our husbands were 1,000 miles away. She said, we talked on the phone and we have been talking ever since, almost daily.
Wow.
For 9 years, they have talked on the phone.
Oh, that's a good
She
thing.
Said, nice. We've talked to each other through a million big and the little happiness and anxieties in our life. She said, we filled in the spaces between softball games, grocery shopping, ER waiting rooms, Christmas present disasters, graduations, first loves. She said, but the most incredible thing about their friendship is they have never met.
Really?
These two women have talked on the phone every week for 9 years. She said they've had a couple of times. They've always lived in different states. They've had a couple of trips where they tried to meet up, but some disaster happened, like a snowstorm or someone got sick. So they need to go to Seattle to see Jack Johnson.
They do.
Yeah,
I
would
hope
be
they
wonderful
win.
Winners for the VTech phone contest.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I know. It was just such a great letter. Both Linda and Christy wrote to us. And then we got...
I see Julia Roberts buying the rights to that story. That's really... Wow.
Then, you know, every day Kayla sends us a very funny entry. Mm-hmm. And today she wrote, my satellite sisters are my pet chickens, omelet and frittata.
That's
I knew you'd
fun.
Like that,
yes.
Leon.
Thank you.
She said, I think they need to learn to talk to each other to get along better. No more fighting. Omelet and frittata. Those
right.
are your satellite sisters.
You can go to satellitesisters.com and still get in your entry. The entries close June 27th. It is a chance to win a weekend with Jack Johnson in Seattle and stay at the W Hotel for you and your satellite sister. So make sure you check it out at our website. All right, sisters, have a great day.
Thank
you,
Leon.
Too, Leon. Good job, Rats.
Thanks, Leon.
Sheila, good luck on that date.
Thank you.
Yes, right. We're rooting for you, Sheila.
We'd Cougar.
All right,
stop
just
it.
Stop.
All right.
Don't do that, Sheila.
We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your satellite sister.